This Morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
It's the final countdown. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Friday, November 4. Thanks for being with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Including today, there are just 5 days until Americans choose the next president. Clinton and Trump are trying to convince supporters to turn out on Tuesday.
President Obama says only a handful of people will be affected by sharp increases in health insurance premiums. That handful is more than 8 million.
A giant power outage at the Paris Las Vegas construction crews hit the main electrical line, forcing the evacuation of some 3,000 people.
And how to eat red meat while minimizing health concerns.
And the first thing is that you have to eat a lot less of it. Their report found that eating just 50 grams of processed meat each day, which you probably have no idea what that is, but it's about less than 2 pieces of bacon, can increase your risk of bowel cancer by 18%.
Market Watch reporter Katie Hill has a story called How to Eat Red Meat Without Killing Yourself. She's here in about 20 minutes. The battleground states have been flooded by the leading presidential candidates and their surrogates. The mission? Press voters to turn out. The GOP vice presidential candidate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, visited Iowa and was joined on the campaign trail by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Donald Trump's wife, Melania, was in Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, headlined events in Florida and North Carolina.
In 2009, pre-Hillary, Libya was stable. Syria was under control, Iraq was seeing a reduction in violence, and ISIS wasn't even on the map.
For the Democrats, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate, headed to Arizona. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders appeared in Ohio. Former President Bill Clinton visited Las Vegas. President Obama was in Miami. Hillary Clinton held events in North Carolina.
It's about what we want, what we're going to do to make our mark on our country at this time in our history.
Both sides, by the way, see a shot at victory if they can get their voters to show up. Well, President Obama is trying to downplay problems with his signature health insurance law, the Affordable Care Act, at a rally in Florida yesterday. Supporting Hillary Clinton, he said, quote, a handful of people would take a hit from hefty health insurance premium increases that are due to kick in next year. The hit he refers to is an average 25% jump in premiums. The handful Mr. Obama referred to amount to as many as 8.4 million people, and that's a number from the government. Others say that handful could be much higher.
They spend like an hour. Oh, we're going to repeal Obamacare. Okay, and then what you going to do? Well, then we're going to repeal it, and we're going to give you something great. Okay, what? Well, something.
Tax credits, by the way, are only available to people who use healthcare.gov and meet other income eligibility criteria. In all, the number of people who get tax credits that subsidize the impact of premium increases is similar to the number of people who don't get subsidies and are therefore fully exposed to these increases. Well, Texas Senator Ted Cruz has ricocheted from top-tier Republican presidential candidate to reluctant surrogate for political rival Donald Trump.
Together, we're going to keep Republican control of the Senate, and we're going to defeat Hillary Clinton in this presidential election.
He spoke in Iowa yesterday while campaigning with vice presidential candidate Mike Pence. Though some have criticized Mr. Cruz's oscillating stances on Mr. Trump, his conservative, anti-establishment chops remain intact in the eyes of most supporters, especially those in Texas. It's a story from Rick Jervis, reporter at USA Today, who's based in Texas. Rick, what are you hearing?
So Cruz obviously was so much in the light, in the sort of limelight, just like a couple of months ago. And then he kind of fell out of the primaries and seems to kind of have like faded away. But he is recently, late September, he basically officially endorsed Trump after months of of sort of avoiding that. And he has been seen at, like, different phone banks making calls for, like, different Republican candidates. And he's also been on the road. He's been on the road basically supporting. So far, he's actually been reported. He's been supporting Republican senatorial candidates. He hasn't outright named Donald Trump in, like, full support yet.
Mm. So I know it's been said that he may have an interest in, say, running again in 2020, perhaps 2024. What would his status be now, or how is he perceived now, say, among Texas voters or nationally?
So I think those are two kind of different camps. Nationally, he was sort of perceived, it seemed like it was an embarrassment for him to hold off on, like, endorsing Trump, and then he kind of flipped on that and endorsed him. And then there was the sort of embarrassing video of him making phone bank calls right in front of big posters, which, like, said Trump and Pence. And this is after, as you know, months of, like, really sort of bitter sort of rivalry between the two. Mm. But so nationally, he was sort of perceived kind of like a little bit mockingly, and he had an embarrassment nationally. But locally here in Texas, Texas supporters still strongly support him. He has like a lot of support here. Texas Republicans are, like, still kind of Republicans, are still fully Republican, and they like feel he's like a good fighter for them. So he has really good grounds here. Next up for him is his 2018 re-election. And he seems to be solid in that right now.
We're speaking with Rick Jervis, national correspondent at USA Today. His piece is called Ted Cruz Bruised But Not Out After Roller Coaster Election. All right, so look at 2018 for us then. Will he face a primary challenge, Rick?
So his primary challenge is basically going to be, like, his biggest challenge. In Texas, voters still are a lot like predominantly voting Republican senators. So his primary challenge might be his, like, toughest one right now. The name being mentioned most often is Mike McCall, who is a Republican congressman right now. And Mike McCall is very popular. It's like a well-known name. He is chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and he has a lot of personal wealth. So he has a lot of money going into it. So it might be somewhat of a challenge. Cruz is still favored in that race, though.
Were Mr. Trump to win the presidency, might seem like an odd question, but would Mr. Cruz potentially have a place in that administration?
It could be. It seems so. I think there's always, you know, there's always a reason why Ted Cruz does things. He sort of rarely does things just out of the air. So he has been more and more being more sort of supportive towards Donald Trump. In fact, he is on the road with Mike Pence, and actually speaking at an event with Governor Mike Pence. So it seems to be that there's more and more kind of coordination there. So wouldn't surprise me.
How about that?
Wouldn't surprise me if he ends up in a Trump administration. But if Trump loses, I think it's actually better for his hopes in 2020 and 2024.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Jervis, reporter at USA Today, based in Texas. It's 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Hey, thanks for being with us, and a good Friday to you. The U.S. Department of Education levied a fine of nearly $2.4 million against Penn State University in connection with the school's handling of sexual assault allegations against former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. More now from this morning's Mike Gavin.
The government found 11 major violations, including failures to classify incidents properly and failures to disclose crime statistics. Mr. Sandusky was convicted 4 years ago of abusing 10 boys over the course of more than a decade. He has appealed that verdict. The scandal led to the firing of football coach Joe Paterno and the resignation of the school president. Criminal cases are pending against three former administrators. Penn State has paid at least $93 million in settlements with about 30 men who say they were abused. Used by Mr. Sandusky. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Sandusky, by the way, is scheduled to appear in court today in his effort to get his conviction overturned. Sandusky, who's 72, is serving a 30 to 60 year sentence for sexually abusing those 10 boys. It's 21 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Hillary Clinton ended her day of North Carolina campaigning at a rally in Raleigh, where she delivered an anti-Trump message in the hopes of swaying more voters toward her campaign in the battleground state. Donald Trump, meanwhile, spoke to supporters in Selma, North Carolina, on military funding and stronger security overseas and for law enforcement. Islamic State militants took over a mosque and several houses in an Iraqi town south of Mosul today, killing 7 soldiers and fighters. The attack appeared to be another diversionary strike by the ultra-hardline militants as they face a coordinated assault on their Mosul stronghold by an array of U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. A woman missing since the end of August was found yesterday chained up in a metal container in upstate South Carolina. Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright says Kayla Brown was last heard from on August 31st.
He told us that she'd been locked in that container for 2 months. It's just only by God's grace that she's alive.
45-year-old Todd Colthap, a registered sex offender and real estate broker for whom Brown worked, has been arrested in connection with her discovery. Police are still looking for Brown's boyfriend. A heavy dousing of autumn rain in Northern California has lifted a quarter of the state out of drought, the highest percentage in more than 3 years. October was the second wettest October on record for the Northern Sierras, the source of much of the state's water. But water officials who oversee mandatory water conservation by cities and towns emphasize that three-quarters of the state remains in the five-year drought. Can talking politics during this nasty presidential campaign season be hazardous to your health? Well, one hospital on Long Island says yes and has banned political debates in the gym of its cardio rehab unit. A sign posted at Southampton Hospital says due to the fact that they have patients with heart conditions, they can't allow political debates. A manager at the hospital says she posted the sign after she saw patients getting upset over the presidential election.
Get out.
We've done all these stories about how being emotionally upset can contribute to heart attacks. Well, here's more evidence.
Oh, my goodness. Imagine that, just jogging along the treadmill. Hey, you see the latest poll? Shit! No! Quiet! Right? Oh, man. Thanks, Jen. 23 minutes now, after the hour, on This Morning, America's First News. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Happy Friday. Time for a health and wellness update, and it's brought to you by Rite Aid. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today, free with most insurance plans. Age restrictions apply in some states. See a Rite Aid pharmacist for details. Too much of one type of food, right? Generally not good for your health, and you've heard the warnings about things like red meat or processed meat. Market Watch reporter Katie Hill has a look at how to still enjoy meat, but also cut your risks of getting cancer from it, since that's what the World Health Organization says can happen. Katie, what can we do?
The first thing is that you have to eat a lot less of it. Their report found that eating just 50 grams of processed meat each day, which you probably have no idea what that is, but it's about less than 2 pieces of bacon, can increase your risk of bowel cancer by 18%. So fewer than 2 pieces of bacon, if you do that each day, that's an 18% risk of bowel cancer. So you got to eat a lot less meat than many of us are probably doing. And for red meat, it's about double that each day. So you can eat a little more red meat. It's really the processed stuff that's really bad. You got to cut down on eating that a lot.
All right. But it doesn't get back to, at times, just everything in moderation?
Yeah, and certainly this. I mean, this was, they basically said, okay, eat a lot. You got to eat a lot more. Fruits and vegetables, it's okay. I mean, you can eat too many of those, but they don't have to be quite as moderated as your processed meats and your red meat. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of the thing you've been hearing for many, many years, and just there is repeating fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, nuts, seeds. Those are good. A lot less red meat and especially a lot less processed red meat.
I thought what was interesting, too, is that it matters how your meat is prepared sometimes, even on a grill, you pointed out.
Yeah, so you really need to keep the temperature not so high, because when you're searing it, that sear itself has cancer-causing chemicals in it. So you got to keep the temperature down. Apparently, it's less than 300 degrees Fahrenheit is ideal. You also, I did not know this and have erred many times doing this, you're supposed to turn meat with tongs, because if you do it with a fork, it can puncture the meat, and then that causes the flames to flare up, and then you're searing it even more. So it's turning it with tongs and keeping the temperature less than 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Speaking with Market Watch reporter Katie Hill. Her piece is called How to Eat Red Meat Without Killing Yourself. All right, so this is one of those stories, I would imagine, where you get some pushback. Can you share some reader feedback here?
Yes. Yeah. People do not like this. Let's see what kind of hate mail I got. Most people are just like, you're dumb. I don't buy it. Sorry. Here's a great quote. Even if you stop eating red meat altogether, you're still going to die. So I got that one. It's all about balance. I mean, that's exactly really the point, right? Yeah. Don't eat too much of anything.
Market Watch reporter Katie Hill. By the way, the North American Meat Institute, yes, there is such a thing, in response to Katie's story, says, quote, scientific evidence shows cancer is a complex disease not caused by single foods, and that a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle choices are essential to good health. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. How great would it be if the post office were open 24/7, no more limited hours, and you could get your mailing and shipping done on your schedule? Well, now you can when you use Stamps.com. Print postage whenever you need it, right from your desk. Stamps.com will save you the time and hassle of going to the post office. No more rushing there during your busy day. Just use your computer and printer to get official U.S. postage for any letter or package. Then the mailman picks it up. You'll even save money with Stamps.com. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage plus a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone. It's at the top of the homepage, and type in the word deal. That's Stamps.com and enter deal. Again, Stamps.com and enter the code deal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us on this Friday, November 4th, Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Trump and Clinton urge supporters to get out and vote on Tuesday. How about this terrifying stat from the CDC? More middle school students now die from suicide than car crashes. Big power outage leads to mass evacuations at the Paris, Las Vegas. Jennifer Lopez trying to break the internet with a picture she posted of herself in a bodysuit. I may have seen it. Chicago hosts its World Series victory parade at noon, and some parents of school children there have a tough decision to make today about that parade. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, the battleground states are being flooded by the leading presidential candidates and their surrogates. The mission, press voters to turn out. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump both spent time in North Carolina yesterday. We're live this morning with Fox News correspondent Mike Emanuel, who's on the road with the Clinton campaign, joining us today from Pittsburgh. Morning, Mike. We have more unflattering emails now released by WikiLeaks from the John Podesta account, Mrs. Clinton's campaign manager. It seemed like they were trying to crush Bernie Sanders.
Well, that's right, Gordon. It really lets you in. We knew things were tense. We knew that I traveled with both campaigns, and you could tell that the Clinton team was irritated by the presence of Bernie Sanders, that he was giving them such a hard time. And then back in February, right after Hillary Clinton won the Nevada primary, there was an email exchange between a communications advisor and John Podesta, where the communications advisor says, you know, crush Bernie Sanders as hard as you can. And Podesta wrote back that he agreed with that principle. And he asked his fellow aide, you know, where would you stick the knife in? And so then they bat around some ideas and they say, let's, you know, talk about how he's an Obama betrayer, how he's a hapless legislator, how he's a false promiser, and how he can't win. And the African-American community will confirm that. And so it kind of gives you, you know, I think a lot of us had a sense of security or privacy with our email. But now that it's all out there in public display being dripped out by WikiLeaks, we get a sense of just how tense things were at that stage in the campaign between the Clinton team and the Sanders team.
Wow. What about the tightening of the polls here, Mike, as we get closer to Tuesday?
It's fascinating. And, you know, a couple things I'm watching today. Hillary Clinton is going to be here in Pennsylvania. She's going to be in Ohio, no surprise. The one interesting stop that she's making, or unusual one, I think, is Michigan. Typically loyal Democratic state in a recent campaign cycle. She's going to go there. Her husband, the former president, popped in there the other night and met with African-American ministers and community leaders. And so perhaps their internal polls are showing some troubles in Michigan, or it's closer than they want to admit. And so she's going to go there today, and perhaps trouble with white working class voters there. And perhaps some folks there are thinking that Democrats have not paid enough attention to them. And so they're looking around at other options.
Wow. What would you say at this point, kind of given your closeness to the campaign, is the impact of the FBI probe, especially the new developments from a week ago?
You know, my sense is a lot of folks have probably made up their mind at this point. Mm-hmm. Some folks, their eyes may glaze over once they hear email and Hillary Clinton. You know, like, how many times have we heard that? But I think there are some who it's encouraging, like, okay, I just can't vote for her. And so, you know, let me look around at what my other options are. Ultimate impact on Election Day, I don't know if we know that at this point. I don't know if we've seen conclusive enough polling to say it's really hurt her. We know that the polls were already tightening before James Comey came out and made his announcement last Friday. And so, you know, we'll see. Maybe we'll get some better numbers in the final weekend to tell us that it's really, really getting close, but we know it's a close race heading into the final weekend.
We're speaking live this morning with Fox News correspondent Mike Emanuel, traveling with the Clinton campaign. He's with us from Pittsburgh before he goes about nine other places. My sense at this point is that the Hillary Clinton supporters are not going to be deterred by the emails. The only thing I could see is that maybe they hold their nose to such a point where they don't actually show up on Tuesday.
I think you're right, and I think, you know, the diehards are the diehards, and they're going to turn out, and they're excited about electing the first female president. I think those who were kind of lukewarm may say, maybe I'll just sit this one out because mm-hmm. I don't really like either major option, and so I think that's a concern. And you saw Hillary Clinton go into North Carolina yesterday after President Obama was there the day before, you know, really trying to energize the African-American vote, brought entertainer Pharrell Williams with her to appeal to the minority community, to appeal to younger voters. Bernie Sanders was with her as well. And so, you know, they're definitely having some enthusiasm issues with some of the key constituencies of that Obama coalition that was so critical in 2008 and 2012. And she's trying to re-engage those folks. But at this stage, there doesn't seem to be the same level of passion for her. So she's working it in the final hours.
Are they starting to drill down now on the message in the final days? Like, is it just, hey, show up on Tuesday, or are there still policy speeches being delivered?
You know, I think she is talking a bit about what she intends to do if elected. You know, she talked to an African-American audience yesterday about, you know, trying to end institutional racism, trying to reform our criminal justice system and that sort of thing. But I get the sense that, you know, some of it's just going to be nasty, too. It's going to be that, you know, this guy's going to take us back to a time when African-American folks were not treated as well as everybody else. And so some of it's going to be, you know, it's been a nasty race all along, and it sounds like it may be nasty in the final days as well.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for a few minutes, buddy. As always, Fox News correspondent Mike Emanuel with us live this morning from Pittsburgh. It's 19 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into a Friday. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online over the past few days. We're joined now live by Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith. Good morning, Charlotte. I guess we should start with the Chicago Cubs.
I guess we should. Good morning, Gordon. Yes, this week the Chicago Cubs won the World Series for the first time in 108 years. You know, fans can now rest assured knowing that the curse of the Billy Goat has finally been lifted. Lots of people searching this week for more information about where and when Game 7 was taking place, who won the World Series. As you know, there's a rain delay, and how many games the Cubs actually won throughout the season. Fun fact, the most searched Cubs player was Chris Bryant, the third baseman who ended up making that final out and fulfilling dreams of fans everywhere, including myself.
Oh, is this right? You're a Cubs fan?
Yes, I am a Cubbies fan.
Since when? August? Or for real?
I am a bandwagon fan. It's hard to not feel touched about that.
Unfortunately for the Indians, I think most of America was cheering for the Cubs for sure. Their parade today at noon in Chicago. What about Standing Rock, North Dakota?
Yeah, lots of confusion this week around Standing Rock. We had more than 1.4 million people check in on Facebook in support of the Sioux Tribe's protests. Lots of people turned to Google to figure out whether or not their friends were actually in North Dakota. You know, saw people searching for more information on what Standing Rock is, where it is, and why people are protesting. You know, it's a complicated issue, so we're going to see more spikes in the coming weeks, you know, just as the protests unfold.
All right. We're speaking live this morning with Google Trends expert Charlotte Smith, talking about the things we've been searching for the most online the past few days. So who is this Meghan Markle?
Well, Meghan Markle is one of our top search trends this week because she is Prince Harry's new rumored love interest. So lots of disappointed Harry fans like myself were searching for answers to questions like, who is Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
Who's her mother and father? And more information about her role on USA Today or USA Show's Suits. She's also an actress.
She's I think being kind of protected now by Toronto police, right? They've got the police cars outside her house because she's all of a sudden become this overnight figure, basically overnight.
Yes, yes. Lots of people watching this relationship unfold. Who knows where it will go, but I will be keeping tabs on it for you.
I'm sure you will. Would Meghan be considered a cougar? She is 3 years older than Prince Harry.
You know, it's never too late to find love. And who wouldn't want to date a prince, Gordon?
Very good. You're a good sport. Thanks for a few minutes, Charlotte. Nice talking to you. Charlotte Smith, Google Trends expert with us live this morning. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
It's 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are renewing attacks on each other's fitness for office, as polls suggest the race for the White House is tightening. Yesterday's campaigning included a rare appearance by Trump's wife, Melania, who appeared in Pennsylvania, where she vowed to lead a campaign against cyberbullying if she becomes First Lady.
We need to teach our youth American values: kindness, honesty, respect, compassion, charity, understanding cooperation.
President Obama campaigned for Clinton in Miami.
Her efforts were not always flashy. They were not always appreciated here at home, but she did the work, and she did it well. She made me a better president. She paid her dues.
Also hitting the campaign trail on behalf of their candidates, vice presidential candidates Mike Pence and Tim Kaine, Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders. The Education Department has levied a fine of nearly $2.4 million against Penn State in connection with the school's handling of sexual assault allegations against former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. The financial penalty is the largest ever assessed for violations of a 1990 law that covers how schools report on-campus crimes and give warning of possible continued threats to the campus community. Sandusky was convicted in 2012 on 45 counts of abusing 10 boys. Harvard has suspended its men's soccer team for the rest of the season after the school's lawyers found that a scouting report assessing the physical appearance of women's players in vulgar terms was a widespread practice among players. The team is currently ranked first in the Ivy League and will forfeit the final two games of the season and forego any postseason play. Is Nutella a spread or a dessert topping? That's the burning question the federal government is asking about the chocolate and hazelnut treat and a request for comment. Since 1993, the FDA has considered Nutella to be a dessert topping. Its maker says Nutella should share the same category as sweet spreads such as honey, jam, and fruit butter. The answer could cut the number of calories and fat listed on Nutella's nutritional labels in half.
Oh, who cares? You put it on a banana, you stick it in some ice cream, or eat it like I do with a tablespoon right out of the jar, and you're on your way.
You don't care how many calories it has.
Don't care. 800 jumping jacks later, you can justify it. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Decision day for many parents in the suburbs of Chicago. Let the kids miss school for the Cubs World Series parade today or not? The Chicago Tribune says if yesterday's tardy turnout at area schools is any indication, Cubs rooting students and parents may have a second day of festivities getting in the way. Several schools yesterday reported a higher than usual amount of students, either late or absent, with parents blaming a late night watching the team clinch the World Series. Richard Aquino of Libertyville said he was considering bringing his 7-year-old son Bennett to the Cubs celebration instead of school if he wants to go. That's after he dropped his son off at school an hour and 15 minutes late yesterday morning after letting him stay up late watching the game. Cubs got the final out in the bottom of the 10th inning just before midnight Chicago time. Yesterday morning when Mr. Aquino signed Bennett in late at the Butterfield School, like many parents, he wrote just one word as the reason. Cubs. Let them go to the parade. Might be their only shot, for crying out loud. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy, and that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning.